Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Re'eh, Conflictual Ethics. I'd like to talk about a conflict ethics comes up in Pirkei Avot, Ethics of Our Fathers, otherwise known as Chapters of Our Essential Principles, Pirkei Avot. There in the very first chapter, Mishnah 4, Mishnah 5, we have statements by two Rabbi Yossis, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreda, he was from Tzreda, and Rabbi Yossi ben Yochanan, Ish Yushalayim, he was from Jerusalem. The first rabbi says, Yihi beitcha beitvad l'chachamim. Your home should be a house of meeting for sages. You should cling to the dust of the feet of the sages. You should drink with thirst the words of the scholars. That's Rabbi Yossi number one. Rabbi Yossi number two, who was a partner of his. They were the next generation after Antigonus Isocho. They were the fourth generation of these scholars mentioned here in the Second Temple period. He comes and he says, Yihi beitcha patruach l'racha. His teaching, if he had a couple of things that he used to say, he said, your house should be open wide. V'yu aniyim b'nei beitecha. But the people who should live there, on a more permanent basis, should be the poor. And al tarbes sicha imeisha. If you have an open house, you have to be careful about modesty and the intermingling of genders. You don't want wrong things to happen. Now the question is, do we have a debate here? Usually when you read Pirkei Avot, you say, no, there's no debate. One rabbi says, it's nice to have rabbis in your house. The other rabbi said, it's important to have an open home, especially for the poor. Not arguing. Mar marchada, velopli. One said one thing, one said the other. They're not arguing. Each would agree that the value of having guests or having rabbis, they're just sort of saying different things. Well, let's take a digression for a moment and let's look at this, a verse which appears, not it appears in Parshat Ekev, it appears in Parshat Re'eh, it appears in Parshat Ki Tavo, and it appeared also in a different form in Parshat Va'eschana. And that is the idea of walking in God's ways. Here's a verse, for instance, from this Parsha. Acharei Hashem Elokechem telechu. After the Lord your God, should you walk? Should you go? Votot hirau, him you should fear. Vezvotav shishmoru v'kolo tishmau. Votavodu, you should worship his Torah. And votid bakumen, you should cling to him. These expressions, walking after God, or the other verse in Kitavo that says you should walk in his ways, these verses have triggered a certain type of midrash, as has the expression uvo tidbak, or vo tidbakun, or atem edvekim b'shem lochem, various times in the Torah where it says you should cling to God. These expressions have triggered the following question, both in the Talmud and the midrash. How can you cling to God? How can you walk after God? After all, God is a consuming fire. Or God is in heaven. How can you cling to him? And there are many answers. Two basic answers have been given. One is that you should be like the ways of God. You should be the type of personality that God has. Namely, you should be merciful, kind, forgiving. The second, you should do things like God does. And namely, just like he, let's say, clothes the naked, just like he buries the dead, so too you should do the same. However, there is another tradition, particularly in the expression uvotid bakin, uvotid bakun, or votid bak, this expression that occurs over and again, that you should cling to God. There, sometimes the interpretation is a different interpretation. And that is that, as Rashi mentions, and the Rambam mentions, and codifies as one of the 613 mitzvot, and the Sifri mentions it, hidavek b'chachamim uvtalmidehem. You should cling to the scholars. You know what you should do to walk after God, to cling with God? You should go get close to the scholar. You can't get close to God. That's difficult. Maybe there's some who can truly close their eyes and get close to God. But you know what you can do? You know what the average person can do? You can cling, get close with some rabbis, some scholars, some pious people. That is something doable. You can do it. You can cling to God in that kind of way. So we have then what the Rama would describe and the Smak and others in his footsteps as two separate mitzvot. A mitzvah to cling to God as in clinging to the scholars, and a mitzvah to walk after God, walk with God, or walking in his ways, which is to be nice like he is, to be kind like he is, and to do acts of kindness such as burying the dead, visiting the sick, etc. One could suggest, now going back to our Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, that really they're trying to address the question of what does it mean to walk in the ways of God? Yossi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda says, you want to walk in the ways of God, you want to cling to God, make your home open to all. God provides for all, you should provide for all. The Gemara says that the Gedola Achnasas Orchim Yoser Mekabalas Be'ashchina, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin 127a says that having a guest is greater than receiving the divine presence. You want to get close with God? Have guests. Have an open home. Be that kind of person. That's how you walk in the ways of God and you cling to God. Comes Yossi ben Yochanan and says, no, there's a more fundamental interpretation the other way around. Rabbi Tzreda said that the main thing is, Rabbi Tzreda said the main thing is that your house should be open to sages. That's how to cling to God. Do we cling to God primarily through getting close with rabbis, sages, Torah? Or do we get close to God by being like God, doing kind acts of kindness? After all, these are two ways of being Jewish, to study more, close with a rabbi, or to do acts of kindness. These are both ways of clinging to God. Perhaps this Mishnah is basically the question of what is the essential interpretation of Uvotid Bakin. Rashi in one place says Uvotid Bak means that you should cling to the scholars. And another place he said it means that you should be like God, that you should also, that you should be like God in the sense that you should be gomel chasadim, kover meitim, vaker cholim, that you should visit the sick, bury the dead, do acts of kindness, just like God did. And it's a question, what does it mean to cling to God? This is a debate, I would suggest, that this debate between the Yossis, the Rabbi Yossis, is a debate as to what is the essential clinging to God. As the Shemi Shmuel sort of said, he said, Rav Shmuel du Zeda commentary on Pirkei Avot, he said, you know, Shimon HaTzadik said the world stood on three pillars, Torah, Avodah, that's worship of God, and Gemilut Chasadim, acts of kindness. The first rabbi before this Mishnah said that you should worship God for his own sake. He emphasized worship. Yossi ben Yoezer emphasized Torah, that you should cling to the scholars. And Yossi ben Yochanan emphasized kindness, Gemilut Chasadim. Of the three pillars, each rabbi emphasized a different aspect. Are they arguing perhaps that this is the essential aspect? That when you have to prioritize, after all, you can't do it all. You either have poor in your house or you have rabbis in your house. You can't always do it all. There are time constraints. Perhaps we have a debate as to what the priority is. This debate is also found there in that Gemara in Shabbat, Kuf Chav Zayin, in Gemara in Shabbat 127. There, Rabbi Yochanan says that having guests is equal to getting up early to go to the study house. Dimi from Nahada, from the Yeshiva in Babylonia, said, no, having guests is greater than the study of Torah. So we have one rabbi, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer. He says that the greater thing is clinging to sages. That's greater. Torah is more important. Talmud Torah connected kulam. We say it every morning. Torah is the highest value. And we have Rabbi Yossi ben Yochanan saying, no, he agrees with the Dimi of Nahada, that having guests is a higher value than the study of Torah. It's the ultimate value, being like Abraham, that Abrahamic value, that very first image of the Jew, the open tent, that is the essential aspect of what it means to be a Jew. If indeed these two rabbis are arguing about what is clinging to God, what does it mean to walk in God's path, in God's way, then essentially they're answering what question? A little jeopardy here. The question is, what is the way that a person should walk? That question, interestingly enough, is the basic question of Pirkei Avot. Pirkei Avot, the second chapter, begins with it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked his famous five students, including the teachers of Rabbi Akiva, he asked them this question. And the question is, Ezu derech tova sheyavor lo adam. What's the good way for a person to walk? they're all trying to answer is, what does it mean when God says, "V'halachta bidrachav," walk in God's ways, "V'davakta bo," that you voted bakun, that you should cling to God? What does it mean? Is this a debate? Is it just one said one thing and one said the other? I believe we have here a debate about prioritization within Jewish values. We can talk about values. We can talk about the conflict within values. And then when there is a conflict, we need to know the priorities. We have here a debate as to what to prioritize. The truth is, we need to do both as much as we can. They are each values. We need to decide, in general, what is the greatest priority in our lives? Act of kindness and close to the rabbis. Ultimately, the goal in both is the same, to get closer to Ribono Shel Olam, to the master of the universe. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamed Congregation for our discussion of Pirkei Avot and Parshat HaShavua, Parshat Re'eh. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha and various holidays. Also, take a look at our how-to videos as well. Thank you.